Megillah Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. Hamafter b'Navi hu paris al shma. The person that's mafter a Navi, he's the one that would be paris al shma. Now we explain what paris al shma is. That's when they would read the first bracha for those that came late. Now the interesting thing is that maftir comes after priest's shma because the paris al shma is by the first bracha of kriyas shma. So Taisyantif learns that it doesn't mean that it's that same day. It just means generally, if a person was normally the one that was reading Maftir, because it's not as kavodik, I guess, as the other jobs, or tefillas, or kibudim, therefore, because of that, since this person did that, so the chacham were misakin, that he should then, therefore, be the person that's paris al shema, which is a more kavodik thing. V'hu oiver lifnei ateva, and therefore, he also should be the one that is the shliach tzibur. V'hu noisei es kapov, and this is if he's a kohen, one of these kohanim that are doing the Sias Kapayim and Duchening, one of the kohanim would call out first. So he should be that kohen that starts first before everybody else, and then they would follow. He's zoicha to be that person as well. Vimhay katan, and if the person that's, we're back to the person that's maftir benavi, if he's a katan, aviv o rabo overin al yodo. His father or his rebbe stand next to him. They're the ones that do all these things, because a katan cannot be paris al shema, he cannot daven for the amud. He can't duchen by himself. Therefore, still, in order to give him kavod, his Rebbe or his father, this is only if his father is not alive, we're going to see soon, they're the ones that daven, but he stands next to them as a kavod for him. And the Rambam says, because the father or the Rebbe, it's as if they were the ones that were mafter when their own son or their own Talmud was mafter. And in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn a little bit more about a katan.